Larry Midas here, Leadership Larry, with a leadership tip regarding decision-making. Do you like to make decisions? Many people don't. Some people shy away from making decisions because they don't want to be held responsible for the outcome. I found that most people report that they've never been taught the decision-making process in kindergarten, grade school, high school, college, or graduate school. If they had been taught the process, they see themselves as more likely to make decisions. So, here's the process. Set objectives. What are you trying to accomplish or figure out? Search for alternatives. Not hundreds of options. Realistically, a dozen may suffice. Brainstorming activities typically implode when we force ourselves to come up with too many ideas because we think we have to. Compare and evaluate alternatives. It's easier to filter alternatives and rule some out when you consider available monies, working capital, intellectual horsepower, production capabilities, time restraints, government regulations, and existing competition. Make a choice. Sounds simple enough, but some humans have a tendency to procrastinate when it comes to making choices. Don't wait until you think you have 100% of the data. You never will. Waiting in some scenarios could actually cost you a first-to-market opportunity. Implement the decision. Again, this step sounds simple enough, but many people in organizations do all of the homework and all of the legwork and don't put the ball into play. Follow up and adjust. The decision you narrowed down to, the choice you made, and the action you implemented will rarely go off without a hitch. Expect challenges, not perfection. Tweak along the way. As a leader, you shouldn't be making all of the decisions. Build a team that gets comfortable making routine decisions when there is history to refer to and perhaps some rules that serve as guidelines. These decisions should involve less capital commitment and a much lower level of risk. That'll free you up, as the leader, to make decisions of higher risk, perhaps even mission-critical decisions, decisions that may be based upon little or no precedent, decisions that depend on intuition versus data, and decisions that may require significant capital infusion or expenditure. The types of decisions leaders are expected to make. I'm Larry Midas, Leadership Larry. Make today a great day and be sure to visit speakingofstrategy.com or contact me directly at leadershiplarry@gmail.com.